PBSWR Mobile.
This is W8RR Stewart. Anybody on up north? Good morning, radio. This is W8RRM and Gaylord. Anybody on up north?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Papa Mike. This is Larry in Indian River.
Oh, Larry, this is Roger. W8RRM and Gaylord. How are you doing this morning?
Not too bad, Roger. If you would, give me that call sign again, please.
Whiskey 8 Radio Mike. W8RRM.
W8 Romeo November. Is that a good copy?
Whiskey 8 Radio Mike. M Mike. Last one, W8RRM, okay?
Roger that. Finally got a good copy. For some reason, it cut out just momentarily. It's a good day so far. We're a little behind the curve as far as snow goes, so I know a lot of friends and relatives that are hoping for snow.
Well, I remember we're supposed to have a hell of a winter yet, so we'll see what happens. I love the snow myself. They say we've already had 75 inches here in Gaylord. I don't really think we had quite that much, 60, but I don't think we had 75.
Not much we can do about it one way or the other, is there?
No, I personally love the snow. I see green dollar snows. As a matter of fact, 74, I decided next year on business. I'm it on my Social Security, and I'm tired of being poor.
Yeah, I can relate to that. But anyways, I'm looking at the grass right now, and I see there's some leaves I haven't picked up from the fall, and I'm just going to let them sit there till springtime.
Oh, I don't blame you. I would, too. We probably had about 2 inches yesterday, but a lot of it melted off, but at least we can't see the grass right now. Don't skiff of snow early this morning. Just enough to turn everything pretty and white again.
I'm sure it's going to help out the deer, though. Not much of a winter to struggle against. So deer hunting's going to be good again next year.
It's been over 10 years since we've really had a bad winter anyway, so we're long overdue.
I agree entirely. My wife and I were talking about that just the other day. I came up to Indian River after the war was over in 1977, and we had 30 inches of snow on the standing level ground.
Yeah, I can believe that. Yeah. Well, you typically don't get as much snow as we do here in Gaylord, but you usually get a fair share of it.
Yep, just enough to keep me busy. I'm living in town, so I don't have a whole lot of plowing to do, so it really doesn't impact me that much. But either way, there's not much we can do about it, so we just live with what we get.
Yep, very true. Well, thinking on this time, don't play driveways. I'm buying me a tractor with a pull-behind blower and a push box on the front. Advertise for driveways next time. I don't want to do any commercial this time. Just driveways. If my numbers are correct, I could actually put more money in my pocket and have it a lot easier doing driveways than some parking lot where people want to say they slipped and sued.
Boy, isn't that the truth. It seems like everybody's so happy, no matter what happens. So, I wouldn't want to be in that position where I have to, struggle against someone and worry about having a lawsuit. What I do, I've got a list of things I'm working on, Roger, so I'm going to get back to work here pretty soon.
Okay. Got to go. Thank you for the cue, so. We'll catch you again. I'll visit this repeater quite regularly. The repeater is pretty quiet most of the time, and this Reagan repeater has a footprint on here, so I get to talk to people on it. Happy New Year, and I hope you have a good one next year. I decided I'm going back to work. Golden years, especially if you live off your Social Security. But that's my own fault for all my life. I'm a truck driver. Catch you, W8RRM. I'm going to go back to frequency.
Very good, Roger. Nice chatting with you. I'm going to get back to my desk work right now. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Papa Mike, and I'm clear. Thank you.
Yeah, doing Kilo test. Yeah, doing Kilo test.
Kilo, this is W8RRN. Lord, anybody on up north? RRM and Gaylord looking around.
KD8, HBB, Brian and Anway, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing just fine. How are you today?
Not too bad. At least we ain't got much snow today.
Well, I'm personally a snow lover, so we haven't gotten enough yet to suit me, but they say this could be a next 8 weeks of a lot of snowfall. Will happen.
Oh, did you say we might get a lot of snow?
That's what all these rookie forecasters are saying on YouTube anyway, and I got to admit, some of them are pretty good at it. Close to that river was being a wiener, all kinds of discontent.
Yeah, something all went wrong there. I couldn't understand nothing on that.
Oh, it sounded like one of them 1970s type Sea Rambos. I noticed a lot of getting their tech line being wieners on the two-way radio, just like that, 11 meters. And it's a shame they don't grow up. You know?
Yeah, Roger on that. I agree with you there.
Now, they got a couple inches of snow for our forest. How about for there in Onaway? Anything happening?
No, I'm not supposed to get here now until, I guess, really till next week sometime.
Yeah, those YouTube rookies have got some information. You ought to Google the weather on YouTube and watch some. And a couple of those, they're not too good either, I got to admit. Some are better than the ones we watch on TV.
Yeah, there you go. What are you up to today?
Well, Brian, I tell you what, I had something dirty pulled on me, and I think my age has got a lot to do with it. I'm 74. Told me he was going to put me to work running a loader, like over at Lowe's and all that stuff, and he's never called. So I decided, hell with it, I don't need anybody. I'm going to build my own business again next year, and I'm doing all my research because technologies have changed, and I'm going to buy me a tractor. I'm going to do commercial accounts. I'm just going to do driveways. And I figured I could put a pretty good little chunk of change pocket to help out my retirement.
Yeah, that'll be a good deal there. Yeah, you happen to be the same age as I am, over.
You know, seen a lot of changes in the country, and a lot of them for the better, you know it?
Yeah, Roger there.
I think after this real cold snap we're going to get, I'm going to order me a battery so I can HF. I got my TS-480 put in my pickup truck. I don't believe in idling my engine. So what I'm going to do is, I found a 50 amp hour lithium ion battery I'm going to buy, and my TS-480 to it. I bet I could talk on it probably almost continuously, rag chewing for a week at a time, before I have to bring it in the house and charge it. But as it only weighs about 10 pounds, it won't be bad lugging in and out of the pickup truck.
Yeah, Roger, that'd be a good deal. What about them handheld radios?
Well, to be honest with you, those don't really trick my trigger. I've really had no interest in them whatsoever.
Roger, I never did either, really. I just as soon have a big radio.
W8RRM ID. Well, Brian, you'd like this old radio I got. It's about a 45-year-old TS-7A Kenwood. It's an old Kenwood. It plugs into the wall. I think it does maybe, I don't know, 50 or 100 watts. I can't remember. I've never turned it up all the way. I turn it up halfway to get into your repeater to make sure I get in it pretty good, though. But down here, I leave it turned all the way down, and it only does about 2 watts. But the way the crow flies, I'm only about maybe 2 miles from our repeater.
Oh, yeah, Roger. Well, that's not a bad deal then for you.
No, sir, it worked. I got a J-pole hanging on the wall of my apartment. I went and took the time and strung a long wire up a ceiling about a year ago and up my FX-12 Yaesu, and it practically buried the meter from all the man noise around here, so I can't get Jeff out of my apartment. That's why I put the TS-480 in a pickup truck. I actually thought about putting that big FTDX-12 in it, but it's just too big to be lugging in and out of the rig, you know?
Yeah, Roger, I got a Icon 7300 for the HF that I use a lot. It works pretty nice.
Yes, sir, that's an excellent deal. It's been around for a long time. It's just like the TS-480. I worked at Martin Lynch over in the UK, and they can't keep a TS-480 even on the shelf. They're gone.
Yeah, I got a Kenwood VHF and UHF radio, and then I got an ICOM, ICOM 7000 or something like that, too. I got all kinds of radio equipment.
Yeah, I do, too, but I'm going to sell all my HF stuff because I don't see me being able to move from here, so I'll just keep the TS-480 in a pickup truck and a couple of week go out and play HF to satisfy the itch, but I'm selling all mine, but I ain't going to give it away, I'll tell you that. It's all like brand new.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that's a good deal there.
Hey, by the way, Brian, you got an amplifier for HF?
Yes, I do.
Which one do you run?
I got that ACOM 2100.
My heart. That's a nice amp.
Yeah, it cost $5,000, so it should be.
Well, I made an investment on the Iraqi dinar ago and plus bought a bunch of Vietnamese currency. And there's rumors that they could revalue. If they do, I'll be able to buy me another home, and if they do, I'm going to have one of those amps like you once I move out of Gaylord. I just hope it does happen. I bought them years ago when I was fighting cancer because I thought it saved my butt and it would revalue, but I didn't get rid of them. I've had them now for a while.
Yeah, Roger there. Where would you move to if you moved out of Gaylord?
Oh, somewhere no more than maybe a half hour, 40-minute drive from taxi to to 100 acres. Nobody to bother me, Roger.
Roger there. Yeah, I lived down there in Gaylord for about a year. I lived in them apartments over there on that Sheldon Street.
Oh, okay.
And then I worked at Ace Hardware, but I retired from the county building in Sheboygan, so I had a county job. I worked there 26 years, and I retired from there, and I got a good pension, so that's a good deal.
Yeah, sometimes I think my love for running a big rig up in the highway screwed me a little bit, but my engine blew up on my Peterbilt, and I was home having it rebuilt. I decided to go to the doctors, and I did because I found out I had cancer. And the doctor told me if I had been a month or two later, it probably would have killed me. So I was fortunate. I lost my trucking company, but I'm still alive and doing pretty good. And I can say the only thing I'm glad I never did was cheat on my income taxes, because I don't get a half bad Social Security check. But the way things are this day, it's just not enough to be able to do an extra, you know?
Yeah, Roger, I know what you mean there. Well, that's good that they got your cancer. That means a lot there to have good health.
I think was somebody trying to get in? Go ahead. Hey, Brian, you ever talk to WGR very often?
Who was that you said?
Whiskey 8, we got WGHW.
Yeah, I talk to him every once in a while. He gets on the motor there, but he's only about 10 miles from me toward Indian River is where he lives. So he's actually about 10 miles from him, but probably not even that by airwaves. But I do talk to him, but he's on HF a lot.
Well, I'll admit, I'd be right now, too, if I could use it in my apartment, but I can't. So I just gave up that idea a time ago.
Seems like there's some kind of a HF antenna you could put outdoors, though, and run a cable into your apartment.
Isn't our radio down here has a meter that detects HF thing, and it even buries that even 100 yards from my building, so that idea is gone too, because I thought putting one outside, but of course I'd have to sneak it out there at nighttime anyway, so it's just as good it won't work.
Yeah, Roger, I know what you mean there. I had that problem when I lived in them apartments there on Sheldon Street. So, yeah, that's the trouble with apartments. You need to be out of ways, out in the country a little bit. It's really nice that way.
W8RRM ID. Yeah, when I lived on my ranch up in Vanderbilt, I didn't have any noise on anything at all. I mean, it was nice and quiet, and I had my two antenna about 90 feet up in the air, and it had a pretty good footprint, or to watch through it. I could even talk to Peterbilt all the way down to the Zilwaukee Bridge from Peterbilt, but I had an amplifier in the Peterbilt and on base. But even a few times I was able to get into Vanderbilt for in the UP. Along the lake, that was pretty good. You know, that lake is a pretty good end.
Yeah, Roger, I know what you mean there. That does make a lot of difference there. Yeah, Vanderbilt ain't that far from me here.
Nope. Well, Brian, thank you for the cue. So I'm going to let you go for now. Hopefully I'll catch you again soon. Have a good day, and pray for a lot of snow. I love the snow. I mean, I just think it's beautiful. It's it's God cleaning the air in our country, but that's just a weird feeling to have. Anyway, sir, thank you for the QSO, and I'll catch you again. WARRM.
Roger. Okay, 73, and you have a good New Year's there. KD8 HBB. I'll be clear. KD8 HBB Mobile, 700 machine, Fairview.
W3NIK for a radio check. Whiskey 3, November India Kilo, looking for a radio check.
Whiskey 3NIK, this is KD8AQT Mobile. And my, oh boy, you have great audio, sounds great, full quieting.
KD8AQT W3NIK, appreciate it. I'm in Atlanta. About a block up from the light here, visiting back home some family, live out in Maryland on the regular basis here. So was just wondering how my handheld would do here. I was looking on repeater book and looking for some local towers. This one was listed as Petoskey, so I'm amazed I can hit it. I'm assuming it's not actually Petoskey because I'm on a handheld here with pretty low watt. But you sound good on your end as well, mobile. Appreciate the radio check.
Yeah, it could well be Petoskey. These repeaters are all linked together, so uses UHF from, there's Petoskey, and there's a couple of them up there, and links with Mayo and Traverse City and Mackinac and Sheboygan, and I don't know. I guess that's about it. Glad I could help out, and I'm destinated now, so Happy New Year, KD8AQT.
Appreciate it. Name here is Nick. And, I guess we don't have as many over where I'm at locally that are connected together. So, Northern Michigan, Mayo is a little bit further down. So that's cool that they have so many here that are tied together. Gives you quite a range to be able to reach out to different folks, which is definitely nice without having to switch over to the HF side and play with the bands and the ionosphere and all that good stuff, which is hit or miss. So that's cool. I just want to check out my radio while I'm up here and see if anybody was listening in. So sounds like at least you are at a minimum. I'm assuming more. So I appreciate it. Hope you have yourself a good evening. Thanks again. W3NIK clear on your final.
Yeah, it is a really cool operation they got going here. A bunch of young guys, but everybody's a young guy at some point in your life, it turns out. They've got it all networked together, UHF. I don't know if it's technically off-grid with the power or what, but that's the kind of stuff they're thinking about. So, have a good night, and I'm going to go into the house here, KD8AQT.
Appreciate it. Thanks again. 73, Whiskey 3, November, and AK locally. NHPUCC.